I'm George Lavender, and this is Making Contact.
To the world, her mom is an N-word, deaf and dumb, a B-word, can't do anything.
You've heard of hip-hop, but what about crip-hop?
Yeah, crip-hop with a K.
That's Leroy Moore, poet, activist, journalist, and one of the founders of the Crip Hop Nation, an international group of disabled artists.
Crip Hop is a community as well as a style of music, an artist space where people with disabilities can speak out and speak back to the social structures that excludes people based on disabilities, sexuality, and a host of other, ideas.
On this edition of Making Contact, we hear the story of Crip Hop, from hate mail to worldwide phenomenon.
Soul to soul, cane in wheelchairs, daisikis and afros, back in the late 70s, Crip Soul Brothers, Black with a Disability, Lomax and Galloway, gave the Black community their own way. Can't erase history. They brought out the Panthers. Remember my brothers and sisters, daisikis and afros. You must know. Crip Soul Brothers, we must honor. Pass it on, so back to school you must go. Galloway, chair of CIL's Black Caucus, 'cause nothing about us without us. His work sometimes overshadowed by white disabled peace in the movement. Sister Johnny Lassie, one of the first IL's Black directors. East Bay equal Black disabled planet. Crip Soul Brothers on both sides of the bay. Dennis Phillips and Barado Grooves had their own moves at the 504 sit-ins. Both shaped the future of San Francisco. Hold up, this is not the end. So many Crip Soul Brothers put their sweat and time in. From activism, counseling, to music, Crip Soul Brothers might not know each other. From the streets to the studios, Malcolm Samuel spit Black revolutionary poetry from his wheelchair. Blind Joe Capers engineered Oakland's hip-hop sound. Barado Grooves help KPOO stay on the air.
That's Leroy Moore. Along with Joy Elan, Leroy Moore came into the Making Contact studio to talk about Crip Hop, and I began by asking him to take us back to the beginning.
When Crip Hop first started, I got so much hate mail from hip-hop journalists, from even hip-hop artists, I won't say their name, but a lot of journalists said that I was trying to, cut out a niche for myself, because, hip hop, after it left the streets of the Bronx, it got institutionalized, which is good. Now it's, international, but with the other side of that, being institutionalized, it ripped out the diversity of hip hop. When I was growing up in New York, I saw women breakdancing, I saw people with disabilities on crutches, breakdancing, on DJ Boogie Blind, he's a number one DJ in New York. But because of the corporation of hip hop, you don't see that diversity.
And I wanna add, when you say that about disability and hip hop, if you remember the first Breaking movie when they were at Venice Beach, there's a guy in his
crutches.
Yes. And he's breakdancing, he's using his crutches, and he's breakdancing, he's spinning. And I think that was the first time, and Breaking came out, 84, 85, I was like 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
For me to be even a little kid and see that movie, there's a disabled person breakdancing. I mean, that was when cable kind of started coming out, but it was just like, for me, at that time, I knew anything is possible.
Even when that movie came out, you know, the shocking thing, like a guy at home was looking on the backside and his name is not on the backside of the movie. So that's, once again, that's the, institutionalizing of hip hop, to remove his name. Yeah, he was in the movie, but his name and his disability was not credited on the video. So that's another thing that hip hop does, is that hip hop educate and also put the real story about hip hop artists with disabilities. So the Breaking movie, which is wonderful to see at the time, but also the story needs to be out there that his name was not on the movie credits. So.
Tell us a little bit more about how you came up with the name of this movement. What does that mean to you, and where does that term come from?
Yeah, quip hop with a K. Hip hop usually turns a negative term into positive. So quip hop, really when I did research around the term quip hop, I found out that, of course, a lot of people say, oh my God, you can't mess with the Crips and the Bloods. But if you dig deeper in that history, the gang Crips had a disabled member. So, the gang's like, oh, we'll just call you Crip, or short as crippled. And that caught on. So Crip Hop is taking the term back and really putting it in society's face, and really saying that even before the Christmas was on society, called us crippled and all that stuff. So with disability culture and disability arts really springing up in disability politics, I wanted to take back that term and flip it in a hip-hop, poetry kind of way. Crip Soul Brothers still are around. Moore and Gray set up shop in the 90s. Damo for Crips of Color, the only show in town. Advocacy in arts, straight from our hearts. We still had a lot to learn. Then came Patty Byrne, put everything on ice, introduced disability justice, race, class, and GBLTQ. A gentle but sharp poke like a cactus woke up many Crip Soul Brothers to look at their own privilege. Crip Soul Brothers and sisters will continue to change in our never-ending book, page after page, some written and some blank. We will all age. The youth will text on what comes next. Crip Soul Brothers and sisters, take the stage. No matter if it's Francis or Frank, waking up our memory banks, This poem is for the youth's sake. The path has been laid out. If you haven't been taught, then shout out. Where is my history, my Crip Soul brothers?
Leroy Moore, you were saying that when you first put out this call for Crip Hop, you got hate mail. Was that response surprising to you?
No, it's not surprising because, society, not even hip hop, society is not used to dealing and reading about disability history, especially Black disabled history. So, people see disability as a quote-unquote weakness, and they don't see it as a cultural, historical identity. You say Black people, you get a lot of history from Frederick Douglass to Sojourner Truth to Malcolm X, but as we say, disability, society's like, oh, okay, we need to look after you. They don't see Joy Ellen doing her poetry.
And we're going to hear some of Joy Ellen's poetry now. Joy, do you want to tell us what this first poem is called?
This poem I'm going to do is called Hearing the World Through Her Eyes. She looks at her mom with her hazel eyes. She knows something isn't right. She hears how other people talk and realizes that something is different. She talks like her mom since her mom is her first teacher. But in the real classroom, she knows that the way she has been talking has been incorrect. Her house is different from other people's. There are words on the television screen 24/7, and the light flashes when the phone rings. When she hears the phone vibrating or sees the light flashing, she says, "Mommy, telephone." She understands what her mommy is saying even when she uses her hand. When her mom misunderstands, the girl uses her hands to make it clear. She sees her mom takes it off at night and put it on in the morning. Her mom wears hearing aids and she relies heavily on them. Her mom tells her that she loves her every day. She takes her mom's face and gives her kisses. She knows her mom can't hear well, so she shows her love. She says, "I love you, Mommy," and the mother lip reads and replies, "I love you too." Her mom isn't different from other mothers. She drives and goes to work. She uses the phone but communicates differently sometimes. The mom can hear some but not all the way. The girl is too young to understand what happened to her mom, but she embraces her. She knows her mom's voice and the way she speaks. At night, she seeks comfort in her arms and goes to sleep to the rhythm that she listened to for 9 months. This is the person that gave her life and meaning. To the world, her mom is an N-word, deaf and dumb, a B-word, can't do anything. To the girl, her mom is her world and can do anything known to man. Her mom isn't afraid to live, and she instills that in her daughter. When the girl goes to school, she says, "I love you, Mommy, see you later." When her mom comes home from work, the girl runs to the door and jumps excitedly to see her mom. She doesn't know time, but she looks at the color of the sky to determine the time of her mother's arrival. The mother is amazed to see how much her daughter knows about her and how her daughter is willing to help her. Even when she disciplines her child, the child hugs her so hard, like she doesn't want to disappoint her mother ever again. She knows that her mom loves her and wants the best for her. Her mom makes sacrifices to give her a better childhood. No matter what, the mother finds her child sleeping in her arms at night in total silence.
And Joy Ellen, what reaction has there been to your poetry?
I won third place in Oakland Got Talent because I did a poem, but I included it with sign language, which is a hard thing to do because sign language has its own vocabulary, has its own grammar.
And we're going to hear an excerpt from that poem now.
I'm a survivor of the transatlantic and transamerican slave trade. I'm a product and survivor of rape during slavery. No choice but to carry my babies into this horrible world. My baby being ripped from my uterus and arms. My husband auctioned off a lynch for a bellin. I know that because of my skin complexion, I was working in the house saying, "Yes, master," and acting like I was his lowest subject. Yes, his lowest subject. Subject to all kinds of abuse. While taking care of his family, I'm learning how to read and write and listen to his conversation to one another. While I wash his clothes outside and pass by the other slaves, I sing, "Wade in the water," to communicate to the others that the water is the key to freedom. I'm a survivor of slaves learning how to read and write. At night, my work is never done. I teach others how to read and write, but I teach them how to hide it so we don't lose the battle to freedom. Certain trees bore strange fruits, and even though they're not grown in front of us, they're grown in someone's backyard. So to talk in English and do sign language, which is like basically doing two languages at the same time, except one is with my hands, and to create signs to fit what I'm talking about, because, you know, say the term, "Sudden Trees Bore Strange Fruit," which is a Billie Holiday song, you can't sign "South Trees Look Strange Fruit." I have to say "Lynching Tree" to fit that term. I'm signing that "Lynching Tree" while saying "Sudden Trees Bore Strange Fruit." Like, people, when they see the signs and they hear me say it, it's a whoa. People, even deaf people, are like, you know, that's not very common to see someone speaking and signing at the same time, because usually most deaf people, when they sign, they don't even talk. So for me to be that person, to be in between literally both worlds, both the hearing and the deaf world, it's like, I'm going to combine these worlds some way, somehow, and present it to both sides. And sometimes the hearing people don't know how to interact with deaf people. So here I am. I'm going to teach you how to, you know, I'm like that bridge. I'm going to bring you guys together. And, you know, however way I can, this is my way of educating both groups about each other.
Yeah, for me, I'm an activist, you know, and I use my poetry and my cultural activism to discuss my history, my culture. You know, Black disabled people have so much history that people don't know, from the blues all the way up to hip hop. So that's one thing that I use my poetry for, and just, you know, discovering all that history, you know, that wasn't taught to me in school. So I use my poetry to get that history out. And also, I use my poetry as an activist tool, you know, talking about police brutality, talking about the high rate of Black youth in special education, you know, the pipeline from special education to prison. So it's really, for me, an activist tool. And of course, I write poetry about love and, you know, my fiance and my nephews and niece. But for me, it's an organizing activist tool to reach and to break down all this lack of education.
And Joy, you said that you see your poetry and your performance and as a threat. When can poetry, when can performance, when can art be a threat?
You're a threat anytime you speak up against a system. The moment you talk about you're going against the grain, you are not going with everybody else, you're a threat, period. I'm a threat all the time. I talk about social issues all the time.
Hearing you talk about threat, it's like that's our reality, you know. Our reality is what we are expressing. So how can that be a threat? It's what we live.
Crip hop isn't just a US phenomenon. We're going to hear a clip now from Binky Boy in Germany, so this is some German crip hop.
And Binky started on the crip hop Germany chapter, and Binky's just incredible. You know, he's been one of the, you know, key founders of MCs with disabilities and really have been with hip hop since the beginning. So yeah.
Yo. Meine Reims machen ihn zum Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Die Wahrheit ist meins, wird nie zum Advokat des Feinds. Und seine Parteipropaganda, Sklaverei der Plan und Jugend oder Agenda. Demokratie nur zum Schein, wie die Wahl in Nordkorea. Wir führen die Fäden im Marionettentheater. Politiker füllen die Reden mit Blabla.
We'll be right back. This is Making Contact, and you're listening to an interview with two Crip-Hop artists, Leroy Moore and Joy Alan. For more about this or past editions of the show, check out our website at radioproject.org. Listen, like, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and most major podcast channels. And you can join the conversation online by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact.
Invasion der Reptilien, die Menschen, die Tiere erniedrigen, sogar die Korrumpierten, die uns in Riten geheimer Logen verrieten, nennt das alles Verschwörungstheorien. Snow und flieht nach Russland, um Beweise zu präsentieren, doch bis sie es kapiert.
Up next, from German to English Crip-Hop, and a song from Lady MJ Warrior, as our conversation with Joy Alan and Leroy Moore continues here on Making Contact.
Mach mich zum Staatsfeind Nummer 1, denn jetzt ist gerade die Zeit, dass man mal Karten zeigt. Mach mich zum Staatsfeind Nummer 1, bitte dein Rosenkranz.
Okay, them artists from the UK, they phenomenal. Like Lady MJ Warrior, she was dope. I mean, like, she was rapping, but she's talking about some real issues. What I love about her is, like, she talked about how her, she's disabled, too. But again, it's called an invisible disability because hers is internal. And what I just love how she told everybody what a disability was, and she kind of made a joke about it. Like, you know, she's empowering herself.
Your way to end a confused solitude state. Permanent visions, never any wounds. Deep soul scars, no one has a clue. Taught with a toxic injection in my skull. Tarnish infected in my thoughts. All this dust relax, pathetic force. Haunting fears, infected smiles worn. I'm not sure who cares anymore. I'm forgotten like a lonely ghost. I rage on a war, tears pour. Hear my cool say baby born. End it all, I know music can catch my form. Help me cope, I'm with the war.
Keep on fighting and we will keep on trying, trying. The time is changing but we will keep on fighting, fighting. We'll keep on fighting.
She looked cute, and you know, it's like people are so surprised. Oh wow, you're disabled, you look cute. Well, wow, I don't know if to be offended or is that a compliment, exactly. You know. And I've even made jokes, you know, like when I perform, I'm like, look at me, there's nothing wrong with me, I can still have sex and have a kid, you know. Because people laugh because they like, oh my god, she said the sex word. but she was like, she showed that disabled people can be attractive as well as, you know, be versatile.
Yeah, Lady MJ Warrior, you know, she not only does, you know, hip hop, she does classical. You know, so she's all over the board when it comes to music, you know. And that's one thing that I need to make clear, is that crip hop is not only hip hop. You know, I love the blues and the blues stories and how blind blues artists were ripped off back in the day. So, you know, Lady MJ does classical, you know, Joy is a poet, you know. Our first event was Crip Hop. We had blues artists there that were disabled. So it's not only hip hop, you know, because music and disability has a history. It goes from blues to country to rock. to hip hop, yeah. Mahoney to me. No, not my baby. Going back down to the Delta. In the air, you hear them holler. Sweating in the southern humidity. Black blind men on corners. Singing for the rent and dinner. Blind Willie Johnson moaned to me, wailing about black reality. No lyrics, no words. It's all about feelings. Free like a bird, but with no wings. Black blind men on corners. Singing for the rent and dinner. Blind Willie Johnson moaned to me, wailing about black reality. Not one tear, Jim Crow fear, Michelle Alexander, yeah, it's still here. Let's all moan, trying to connect with our cell phones. All we want is human touch. Is that asking too much? Going back down to the Delta. News coming from the blues. Don't need media. Black blind men on corners. Singing for the rent and dinner. Blind Willie Johnson moaned to me. Wailing about black reality. Blues women show hip-hop queens how to get it done and work behind the scenes. Reveal to them who were really pulling the strings on guitar. And yeah, we have come so far. Moan for me. Moan about the game we still have to play. Moan cause nothing has changed. Moan. There are no words to say. Moan for me. Blind Willie Johnson moaned to me.
Joy Alan and Leroy Moore, thank you very much for speaking with Making Contact.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of Making Contact. You've been listening to Leroy Moore and Joy Alan. For more of their poetry and links to their work and that of other Crip-Hop artists, check out our website, radioproject.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. I'm George Lavender. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.